USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time jobless claims just under 3 million last week, according to the government. The 2.98 million Americans filing initial claims for jobless benefits were 195,000 fewer than the week before, but it pushed the total for the past 8 weeks to around 36 million first-time claims. Grocery prices up by the largest one-month increase in 50 years, as people are staying home in the face of the pandemic, Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart explains.
That transferred a lot of that food being demanded away from home to at home, which meant grocery stores. And so we are seeing more demand at the grocery stores, and anytime you see more demand, it tends to lead to higher prices.
U.S. officials say poultry prices are up 4%, beef is up by 7%. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A big storm expected to start forming soon that could turn Florida beaches into danger zones through the upcoming weekend. The tropical or subtropical storm is forecast to generate dangerous waves and life-threatening rip currents along Florida's beaches before it then starts producing rain. Forecasters say they expect increasing chances of rain from late today into tomorrow. Former VP Joe Biden will take part in a virtual town hall event at 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight on MSNBC. During Mass this morning, Pope Francis calling for prayer not just to end the coronavirus pandemic, but all pandemics.
The different religious traditions are praying to God, all brothers and sisters, united in this brotherhood.
The pontiff speaking there through a translator also saying humanity needs to put an end to the pandemics of hunger and war. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A reality TV star in Atlanta is accused of using coronavirus pandemic relief money for personal purchases instead of to pay his employees as it was intended. Officials say Maurice Payne, of Fane that is, got a $2 million loan through the Paycheck Protection Program for his company Flame Trucking. Instead of helping his employees, he allegedly used most of the money on jewelry and child support payments. He was in court yesterday. Fane is a cast member of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former national security advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take it back. The Justice Department recently moving to throw out the case against Flynn. And video chatting app House Party throwing the ultimate star-studded virtual bash this weekend. The event is part of House Party's new live experiential event series called In the House. There will be performances and appearances by Katy Perry, Neil Patrick Harris, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, John Legend, and others. It kicks off on Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and ends at 7 p.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.